From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council president condemns North Korea.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemn this launch.
The council adopted a statement condemning the North's launch of a long-range rocket. The announcement came at the end of an emergency session Sunday. The rocket, carrying what North Korea said was a satellite, was launched Sunday morning. The Obama administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter North Korea's nuclear program and military ambitions. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice condemned the long-range rocket launch and pledged the United States will take all steps to defend itself and its allies. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Daallo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. The mid-air blast just after takeoff blew a hole in the aircraft and forced the pilot to make an emergency return landing in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing 120 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building flattened by an earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 in Tainan. At least 250 people are believed to have been trapped inside their apartments by the earthquake. U.S. Republican presidential candidates talked tough on foreign policy and launched attacks on their rivals as they faced off at a debate in New Hampshire Saturday. The debate took place just 3 days before New Hampshire's presidential primary, a crucial election that could make or break several of the candidates' presidential bids. Especially aggressive was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who took aim at Florida Senator Marco Rubio earlier in the debate. Donald Trump leads in opinion polls in New Hampshire. The real estate mogul needs a good result there after his second-place finish in Iowa. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends far beyond the stadium in California, where the Super Bowl is being played Sunday night. Teams from North Carolina and Denver are vying for the championship. Last year's game brought 114 million television viewers in the United States, making it the most watched program in history. The big crowds come from the social aspects of the day, which is not confined to just football fans. Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy. The reforms put limits on the presidency and increased the power of parliament. The reforms passed Sunday with 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. Some opponents are expressing doubt the reforms will bring meaningful change. A U.S. college professor who wore a headscarf in solidarity with Muslims is leaving the Christian college after a dispute over comments she made linking Islam and Christianity. Wheaton College and associate professor Laricia Hawkins issued a joint statement Saturday saying they are parting ways after reaching a confidential agreement. The statement says both have a commitment to a respectful dialogue with people of other faiths or no faith and those who are marginalized because of their religious beliefs. The college said both faiths are monotheistic, but that it believes there are fundamental differences between them. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.